This is a Palm Boulevard University On the Go guide. Hey, what's going on? I'm Liz, and I'm an entrepreneur just like you. And I'm so glad you found this guide because you don't understand how close you are to creating consistent revenue with your digital products. So don't even think about giving up now. But believe me, I know what it feels like to struggle as an entrepreneur. The late nights, family not believing in you, entertaining clickbait, you know, the make $10,000 in 60 seconds from selling coloring books, that. But the great news is that you have me now, and I know exactly the missing piece that you need in order for you to create consistent digital product sales. Welcome to the Missing Piece On the Go Guide. Whether you're in your car, at work, home, or running errands, tune everything out so you can take your digital product business to the next level. Now let's go. So, you created a digital product and you're struggling with sales. You may be getting a sale here and there, but nothing consistent. Everybody online is telling you how to create the digital product, but no one is talking about how to actually sell it. And I don't like beating around the bush. So, look, the only piece you're missing for you to be able to create consistent revenue from selling your digital products is simply you need a sales funnel. That's it. Seasoned entrepreneurs and well-known brands, they use sales funnels. That's how they create consistent revenue for their business. You're just missing a system, which is a sales system. So, what is a sales funnel? A sales funnel is a system whose job is to create consistent revenue for a business. I mean, you're selling digital products. That's your business. This sales funnel system, it's designed to turn your target audience into customers by building awareness, building trust, and promoting your products. So let me ask you a question. Where is the first place you started promoting your digital product? Social media, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that except for this. A lot of digital product creators think the better your posts are or the more that you post, that is how you're going to get consistent sales. Some of you even think that if you pay for ads, that's the solution for getting consistent sales as well. Now, the issue here is this. You only give yourself one shot to connect with a potential customer when you don't have a sales funnel. If they don't click your link and buy at that very instance, you don't even know if you have another opportunity to interact with them again, unless they come back to your page on their own, which is something that you can't guarantee because you simply have no control over that. You will never have consistent sales with your digital products on the hopes that people will come back and buy your product. And you definitely will never have consistent sales hoping that someone will buy your product the first time they see it. That's why you have to build a sales funnel system to give you much better odds of them buying from you. Because the truth is, for most people, you have to build trust with them first. They have to learn more about you. A sales funnel creates a deliberate automated system that consistently converts prospects into loyal customers. Simply posting on social media or running random ads may generate some immediate sales, but it doesn't create repeat customers or brand authority. Buyers need a journey that guides them through awareness, trust building, and education before they commit. A funnel ensures every interaction is purposeful, nurturing your potential customers toward buying your products. Buyers need consistent messaging and multiple touch points before purchasing. Sporadic promotion rarely creates loyalty or long-term engagement. And without a funnel, each sale is one-off instead of building lifetime value. But don't take my word for it. Let's look at some metrics by people that have been doing this way longer than me. So first, have you ever heard of the rule of seven? This is a classic marketing principle that originated from a study by the Movie Industry Bureau in the 1930s. It found that people had to see a movie poster or trailer at least seven times before deciding to go watch the film. And here's another one. Google found that the average consumer interacts with a brand 7 to 13 times before converting. And Salesforce reports that it can take 6 to 8 touches before a qualified lead is ready to buy. And lastly, HubSpot emphasized that consistent nurturing across multiple channels, social, email, and search, increased conversions by up to 47%. This is just human psychology. It's basically normal for people not to buy from you the first time or the first several times they see your product or brand. The only way you're going to be able to have multiple interactions with the same prospect is if you get them inside of your sales funnel and nurture the relationship. So the key takeaway here is that anybody can make sales here and there. But if you want consistent, predictable revenue, you need a sales system. So let me give you another critical reason you need a sales funnel. A sales funnel isn't just necessary for nurturing relationships with your audience and increasing sales. It's also necessary for owning your audience. I have seen and heard too many times how someone with a large social media following gets their account banned or an algorithm changes and their posts reach only a small percentage of their following. You've probably heard stories like this as well. People have lost lots of money and even entire businesses because they relied solely on social media to connect with their audience. In order to drive consistent sales, you need to have control over your audience. When you lead people into your sales funnel, you can continue to interact with them even if something happens to your social media accounts. And don't get me wrong, social media is a great tool for visibility, but it's a rented platform. At the end of the day, you don't have control over your audience if the only way you can talk to your audience is on a third-party platform. Without a funnel to capture leads and nurture them, you leave your business in a vulnerable position. Before you start investing time and money in social media platforms, develop your sales funnel so you can begin guiding people into your sales funnel from day one. And since most of you probably already have your social media platforms, set aside some time and get your sales funnel and social media strategy set up. You might be like, yeah, but how? Don't worry, I got you. Let's keep going. The key takeaway here is relying on social media platforms or any other platforms that you don't control is risky and unpredictable. A system is necessary to capture and control your leads, aka a sales funnel. Okay, so remember the metrics that we just went over about how many interactions a business needs to have with a qualified lead before they actually buy? One was 7 to 13 times, and that was for qualified leads, just in case you missed that. And I bring this up again to say this. Even your ideal buyers are cautious. They need to have an understanding of the value of your product. They need to see proof and build trust before they'll hit the buy button. Without a structured system to guide them, many will leave and never return. And a funnel creates a deliberate path that nurtures leads from awareness to action, increasing the likelihood that they'll become paying customers. A sales funnel also sells for you even when you're not working. So imagine your digital product sales process running on autopilot. That's the power of a funnel. Each lead is automatically guided from awareness to purchase through carefully crafted messaging. Instead of chasing sales manually, your system works in the background, converting interested leads into paying customers around the clock. Funnels automate the process of educating, nurturing, and selling to leads. And once set up, a funnel works 24/7 to convert prospects into buyers, reduces the need for constant manual promotion or content creation, and it frees up your time to focus on product development strategy or scaling. When you have a repeatable process for attracting, nurturing, and converting leads, you can grow from a one-person side hustle to a professional and digital product brand with multiple products and predictable revenue streams. Funnels are the bridge from inconsistent sales to a scalable digital product business. Now, let me give you more details about what a sales funnel is. A sales funnel is the step-by-step system that guides a potential customer from first discovering your product to becoming a paying, loyal buyer. It's not just a marketing buzzword, it's a proven system. Now, let's talk about the three core stages of the buyer journey. Stage one, awareness. Awareness is the top of your funnel, the widest point. At this stage, people may not even know they need your product yet. Your goal here is to get in front of your target audience and provide value that makes them curious to learn more. A well-crafted awareness strategy ensures that the right people enter your funnel rather than random traffic that won't convert. Side note, you will need to know who your target audience is before you even start. If you're not clear on this step and you need some guidance, go to the resource section for this on-the-go guide and download the Target Audience Research plus ChatGPT guide. I've also included the 9 major markets and sub-markets list, as well as a guide to help you identify your niche with more powerful ChatGPT prompts. With these 3 guides, you will be crystal clear on your target market, your niche, and you will uncover core information you need to know about your target audience. So be sure to download that bundle. If you don't know who you're talking to, you won't be able to put together an effective strategy. Now back to our scheduled program. So the awareness stage. This is a stage where your ideal audience first discovers your product. The goal is to attract attention and generate interest in a low-pressure way. Content should educate, inspire, or solve a problem. You can't sell immediately. First, you must attract the right audience with relevant content. Okay, so the next stage is the nurture stage. The word nurture means to help something to grow. In the sales funnel context, your job is to help potential customers grow in the understanding and trust in you and your digital product, guiding them step by step until they're ready to buy. Be real with your audience and show them that you care about them, and they will be happy to buy your digital products. By giving value first, answering questions, addressing doubts, you guide your leads down the path toward purchasing. Without a nurture stage, even interested leads may never convert because they don't yet trust you or see the full value of your product. At this stage, you build trust and relationships with potential buyers. This is accomplished through lead magnets, email sequences, webinars, or free resources. Focus on educating, addressing objections, and demonstrating your expertise. Building trust and delivering value before asking for a sale dramatically increases conversion. Now let's go to stage 3, the conversion stage. Conversion is where all your efforts finally pay off. A clear, persuasive sales page combined with an easy checkout process ensures that leads who are ready to buy take action. Funnels also help reduce buyer hesitation by providing reassurance through testimonials, guarantees, or clear product benefits. Key elements in this stage are having a compelling offer, clear pricing, testimonials, and a simple purchase process. In this stage, making sure everything is an easy and smooth process will increase both sales and customer satisfaction. So the key takeaway here is conversions is not magic. It's the result of careful funnel design that guides leads from curiosity to purchase. So yeah, that's the missing piece, a sales funnel. Now, what's your next step, you ask? Your next step is to simply build your sales funnel, which is what I lay out for you step-by-step in the digital product sales funnel system. This is the complete blueprint. If you're ready to get started, go to the resource section on this on-the-go guide and download the guide from there. Remember, you're almost there. You just need one more piece. So let's get it.